You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So Spanish airline Air Europa has informed us that they would be looking to begin and launch a new long-haul international flight from Johannesburg to Madrid. This is certainly going to do wonders for our tourism sector, but it also now means we have yet another new direct flight into Europe. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with our aviation expert, Dr. Guy Leach. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Dr. Leach, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The last time you and I spoke, we were taking a look at the state of aviation on the African continent, and this sort of announcement is just the kind of announcement you want to hear if you're looking to broaden the appeal for African aviation into the global landscape.
Very much so. You know, in fact, what is even more sort of, in a sense, satisfactory is that they're coming into Joburg and not Cape Town, because Cape Town has run an incredibly successful operation to attract people to fly directly to Cape Town and bypass Joburg. So it's really nice to see a new airline starting to fly into Johannesburg direct. And of course, it's really great. I mean, every cent spent on tourism is a huge boost for our economy, because it's got a multiplier of as much as 30 into the broader economy. So having a new direct flight into Europe, especially one that's slightly shorter than the normal routes into Europe via, say, Heathrow in New England or via Germany, Frankfurt, is also a really nice feature. Look, at this stage, they're operating a relatively mid-sized aircraft, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and they're only operating 3 days, three flights a week. But, you know, it's a great start.
Guy, when we look at the actual route, you touched on the fact that they're only operating three flights at the moment in the week. They're operating smaller aircraft, but nevertheless, this is a positive step in the right direction. If we look at long-haul flights in isolation, we know that at some point SAA used to be the biggest airline on the African continent. They used to also do long-haul flights into the likes of South America. They're trying to bring some of those back. But what do long-haul flights do from an aviation perspective versus connecting flights? What's their strategic advantage?
That's a fantastic question, because it goes straight to the heart or the dilemma of aviation planners, and that is whether to do what is called a point-to-point model or a hub-and-spoke model. Point-to-point flying means that you've often got smaller aircraft flying from relatively smaller destinations, connecting smaller destinations with direct flights. The hub and spoke means that you fly to a hub and then you fly another connecting flight somewhere else. Well, unfortunately for passengers, I think that the hub and spoke model has become the dominant mode. And that's why we've seen the fantastic growth of places like Dubai and in Africa now, Addis Ababa and even Nairobi. And it's because the people would prefer to link through another destination, get flights which they can book on one ticket through code-sharing arrangements that might include two or three different airlines, that the hub-and-spoke model has become absolutely central, and this has required what we call interlining or code-share agreements, which make it that much easier to book multiple flights on a single ticket.
Guy, can we take a look at the economic benefit of introducing this long-haul flight? We know from a South African perspective, there might not be a significant demand of South Africans wanting to particularly go to Madrid, but connecting into a key point such as Madrid, connecting into the European continent, does have almost mutual benefit for South African travellers as well as European travellers.
Very much so, especially because Heathrow has got a whole lot more difficult with transit visas as well. And more importantly, there's an increasing South African presence in the Iberian Peninsula, in Spain, and in particular in Portugal. Portugal, as we may know, has been attracting South African investors with the Golden Visa program. So the linkages are growing all the time. And in fact, I'm relatively optimistic that Air Europa will probably soon expand this onto a daily flight, and then perhaps even more frequently. And that's great, simply because the reality is that we really do need to make sure that we can connect to all points of Europe. In the bad old days of SAA, it used to fly to the most extraordinary places. You could fly to Manchester, you could fly to Athens, you could fly to Rome, you could fly to Tel Aviv. That sort of connectivity has unfortunately gone because of the rise of the hub-and-spoke model. By the way, I just need to point out that long-haul flying has also become absolutely transformed. We're now seeing these ultra long haul flights. And that is particularly the so-called sunrise flights, where they're now managing to connect Sydney direct to London. And that's absolutely extraordinary. It's almost halfway around the world. That's because airliners have advanced so much in the latest generation. They've got so much residual or spare power that they can lift enough fuel to fly for 20 hours nonstop. And that's completely changing the way people fly. But I don't think that a lot of people will be quite happy to hop on an airliner for 20 hours rather than have to face the stresses and the strains of having to connect through a hub somewhere else. But it's a model that's unfolding again. But from my point of view, I'm very pleased to see a return, at least from the Air Europa perspective, to point-to-point flying.
Guy, before I let you go, I want to take a look at that hub and spoke model and look at it in the context of South Africa. With the increased popularity that we're seeing South Africa enjoy from international destinations, could we be looking at South Africa becoming its own hub of sorts, not just for the African continent, but perhaps from a travel perspective globally?
I'd love to see that, but I'm not optimistic. The reality is that Africa is at the end of a spoke. Or rather, South Africa is at the end of the spoke. There's very little connectivity that we can do beyond, you know, not many people want to travel from South Africa to Antarctica, for instance. Yes, we do manage to connect South America to Australia, but again, it's not a very busy route. So the problem we have is feeding and defeeding routes, and that is why this interlining agreement is particularly significant, because once passengers arrive in South Africa on a Air Europa flight, they will almost certainly want to connect somewhere else. And it makes a lot of sense for them to connect with a regional carrier like SAMAIR, which flies to, I think, over 50 destinations around Southern Africa and can connect them to places, you know, as small as Plettenberg Bay. And that's really what it's all about. So it creates an ability for Air Europa to feed its routes from the south, which is the tricky part, and it enables SAMAIR to feed all its flights with people coming in from Spain.
A new route increasing connectivity between South Africa and the rest of the world, and that connectivity couldn't have come at a better time, according to the gentleman who probably might be the only gentleman that I know that holds a PhD in African airline connectivity, Dr. Guy Leach, our aviation expert, joining us to take a look at the new route announced by Air Europa connecting Johannesburg to Madrid.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.